My name is Jason Roth. I'm originally from Chicago. I'm celebrating a very important year right now in Israel. This is my bar mitzvah year. 13 years, Purim, exactly, will be my 13th year in Israel, in Jerusalem. Just to tell you a little bit about my Aliyah. So I met Aliyah 13 years ago. I served in the IDF in Kfir. I studied at a few different yeshivot in Jerusalem itself. Eish HaTorah, I started off over there. And then I went to Or Sameach, where I studied in the Center program and partially also in the Or LaGola program to become, you know, to learn more about religion. I met my wife while I was in the military. My wife is very special to me because she is 14th generation from Jerusalem. She's one of the original Yerushalmi families from there. Both sets of her grandparents from both sides of the family, they fought in the war of independence. Okay, they're both in the Agana movements. Okay, so it's very, very special to me. My son, who's 2.5 years old, is a 15th generation, and we just got recently bureaucracy in the mail. Everyone understands about problems with the mail, not just in Israel, but also in Chicago. We just recently got, there's something called the Book of Generations in Jerusalem. So everyone who's born in Jerusalem gets a certificate that says that they're entered in the Book of Generations, so we finally got that. 15 generations in Jerusalem. So it's amazing. So my blessing to you guys before I kick the show off is that you guys would be the first generation of Jerusalem. So come on up.
You'll be the first what?
That you guys would be the first, the pioneers of your families to move to Israel. So you can start the generations there.
I'm more than 10 generations.
So you can join them. Burl. Okay. So I've been in my position now in the municipality as the director of Aliyah for about 3 years now. My job is to actually help out and provide resources and information from the pre-Aliyah phase. So when people are just starting to think about, should I make Aliyah or not? And where should I live? All the way to post-Aliyah 1 year and a little bit after to help everybody out, okay? So I meet a lot of people from all walks of religiosity, okay? So I'm gonna focus specifically right now on the Dati Lumi, okay? The religious Zionists. Religious Zionists, the Dati Lumi. The modern Orthodox, okay? So, I asked them recently, why did you choose Jerusalem? So a lot of them answered me with cultural connection, obviously. The yeshivot, military service, national service, seminaries like Nishmat, volunteering opportunities, employment, they want to work in Jerusalem, they want to work for the government, they want to work for an NGO. Learning Hebrew, I mean, you can learn Hebrew here in America, or you can learn Hebrew in Israel, okay? Finding their path in life, just see where they are. That's actually why I made Aliyah. That's why I decided to move to Israel, because I wanted to find out who I am. I always felt something was missing for me. So my father, when I told my dad, sitting back there, I want to go to Israel, he said, go, find yourself. So I did. They want to feel a part of a community. Now, I know there's no community like your Shabbat community that you're at. There's the kiddush that you guys go to every Shabbat. You guys have fun. But some people want to have that community of Israelis. So a lot of them choose Jerusalem because that's where their community is. You can't have a community like that anywhere else. The youngins like to go to do internships. They want to gain experience with a gap year or studying in Israel. Adventure. Some people just want to see what they're made of. So they choose Jerusalem because they want to live in that city. They want to return to their roots. When I say return to the roots, when I was on Taglit, you guys know what birthright is? Y'all know birthright? Okay. So when I was on Taglit, our tour guide, his name is Rabbi Barry Fisher, he gave our trip and he said, there's no place like in Jerusalem where when you look at the ground, you're actually looking at where our forefathers walked. Whereas in Tel Aviv, you want to look up to see what's going on around you. So they want to return to their roots. They want to see where their history is. They want to look at that ground and know I'm walking and following the footsteps of my ancestors. They want to gain a connection, not just to people, but to the land itself. First thing I did after making Aliyah, I planted a tree. My friends, the first thing they did was kiss the ground. I wanted to go plant a tree. It's the Holy Land. They wanted to be there. But the main reason that most have told me is family. Not just mom and dad and brother and sister and cousins, but a familial connection to everyone in Israel, to all the Israelis, to all the Yids over there. They want to feel a part of that family. So I want to ask you guys, when you go visit Israel, what is that feeling that you have when you're walking around? Feel free to shout out. What's that feeling you have that connects you to Israel? Pearl.
I have mishpacha b'kol ha'aretz.
So family.
They're all over in Israel.
That's great.
North to south to east to west.
Fantastic. Okay.
The bayit.
You feel at home. Excellent. Anyone else? When was the last time? What's your name?
Brian.
When was the last time you were in Israel?
A year and a half ago.
A year and a half ago. What was your feeling? What connected you to the land?
My grandchildren.
But I think he's a little young for grandchildren, but it's okay.
My son was in yeshiva, Gabby.
What's yeshiva?
Or
Samach?
No, the other one.
Oh, Eshator. Eshator, fantastic. Anyone else want to give a reason?
My kids.
Kids?
Religious connection.
The religious connection? Rebbetzin?
I'm home.
You feel home? Excellent. Fantastic. So I want to talk about five particular stories from recent Olim. When I say recent Olim, I'm from as recent as 2016. Okay? So I'm going to pass this out to you guys right now. You're going to follow along also on the pictures, because you can actually see what these Olim look like. Okay? Let's split this up a little bit.
There you go. I'm going to give you one, I'm going to pass it along the back.
Okay. So when you're looking at these pictures, and everyone will get theirs in a second, the first picture you're going to see is a lady doing a zip line. Okay? Her name is Jill. This zip line is actually in Jerusalem. Okay? It's up once a year around Yom Yerushalayim Day. Okay? Jill originally comes from New York. Now, I know when you come from New York, the only geography you actually know is New York itself. But she had the ability, while she was studying at Brandeis, to do a gap year in Israel as well. Okay? So she actually went to Israel for a year to study at Hebrew University. So, Jill told me that to her, Jerusalem is a new beginning, a wonder, and a community. She says, you can live in Jerusalem, you have your life there, you can go and visit all over. You can go to the south. You can go to Mitzpeh Ramon. You can go to Eilat, to Be'er Sheva. You can go over to Tel Aviv. You can go to Haifa, Netanya. But home, she told me, is Jerusalem. There's no place like home to her. She says she's proud to be a Yerushalmi. She started off at Ulpan Etzion. Ulpan Etzion is an Ulpan for young academic adults. So she was 31 years old when she met Aliyah. She went to this Ulpan. And now, Bezat Hashem, in a couple of months, she's getting married to somebody she actually met at Ulpan Etzion. Okay? She met Elia in 2016. There's a picture of two guys standing together next to what looks like a couple of mailboxes. You might recognize the guy in the picture. His name is Yichael. I can't tell you his last name, unfortunately, because of sign-on, you know, secrets and stuff like that. But he is from Chicago. And he just came home December 2018. Now, he was originally born in Israel, and his family came over here to Chicago. He's lived in Chicago almost all of his life, and now he just came back home. And I asked him, why did you come home? Why? You're living, your whole family is over there, why did you choose? He said he wants to serve in the military. His dream is to serve. His dream is to give back to Am Yisrael. And I said, okay, that's great, but why Jerusalem? He said, because he wants to give back in two ways. The first way he wants to give back is to the culture of the land itself, to be there in Yerushalayim. And the second is to give back by serving in the military. We wish him luck. And he, by the way, he sends to the Chicago crowd because he knows the RZC. He tells me to tell everybody hello and he loves you guys. And to have a burger at Ken's Diner. Moving on. You'll see a couple. This is the Segel family. Okay, they're from the UK. So, they met Elia in 2016. They told me that Elia was never a question of if, but rather when. The when actually happened when they had five children, all five finally moved out of their home, and now they said, okay, three of our kids are in Israel, let's go. So they met Elia in hopes to bring the rest of their children over to Israel, so the whole family could be together again in one country. Thankfully, after they met Elia shortly after, the rest of the kids came. Okay? They're from a B'nai Akiva family. You guys know B'nai Akiva here? All right. I hope you guys know B'nai Akiva. So what's B'nai Akiva? It's a Zionist foundation. Okay? So they grew up in that. Their kids grew up in B'nai Akiva. So they're very happy for that. They feel that they have a deep emotional connection with Israel. Who here has a deep emotional connection with Israel? You'll see a picture of a lovely young lady. Okay? Say hi to Carrie. Carrie is from Australia. Australia. The Down Under. She's from a small little community right outside of Melbourne. Okay? She met Aliyah February 2019. Okay? When was that about? Exactly. Just about a month ago. So I said, look, you're 21 years old. All of your family lives back in Australia. Okay? I'm not even sure if there's a direct flight to over there anymore. LL used to have direct flights over here to Chicago. And by the way, it's coming back. The direct flight, by the way, LL is coming back, 2020.
Yeah, that's so, what I've heard for years.
Why did you move to Jerusalem? Why? She told me, I came from a small Zionist community and wanted to move to a bigger community. She wanted to see what more people from all over the world would be like in her community, to branch out a little bit. She said she wanted to be able to embrace Jewish life to its absolute fullest. Okay? We're providing her assistance as much as she can. She's right now learning in Ulpan. She has subsidized living. And she's loving life living in Jerusalem.
The Ulpan is in Yerushalayim?
Of course.
But my children went to Middle Eretz Zion.
That's your children. There's a difference. That's your children. This is a different.
No, that's when they all went.
That's them.
30, 40 years ago.
This
that's
is now.
Absorption.
This isn't 30, 40 years ago. This is now.
Now they go to Yerushalayim. Yeah.
Carrie is studying in Ulpan. She got a night job. Within the first month, she got a night job. Nannying. A couple nights a week. Okay? And she's already enrolling in the upcoming school year for Hebrew University. Her plans to be a nurse. Okay. We wish her a lot of luck. I studied nursing at Hadassah, by the way, so you had a lot of luck. Okay, wish her luck and pray for her for learning Hebrew real quickly. All right? Everybody see a picture of the soldier? You can say hi to Reuben. Where's Reuben from? We've talked about America. We've talked about Australia. We've talked about the UK. Where's Reuben from? Not Southern, no. English speakers. He is from a very small Jewish community from Mumbai. From India.
From India?
From India. Okay? Very, very small. And most of them are now starting to make Aliyah. Okay? A lot of them are now moving away from India and coming to Israel. From day one when I met Reuben, and he met Aliyah in 2018, from day one when I met him, he said, my dream is to serve in Golani. You guys know Golani?
Yes.
Golani Shali. So I'm kafir, so I'm, you know, Golani, but either way. Day one, stepped into my office. We started making phone call after phone call after phone call to the IDF, to the draft authority. He's finally in the military. He got into Golani. He's very, very, very happy, and he's getting married now. So now he's fighting to try to get out of the military, but that's something else. So, I asked him, why did you choose to live in Jerusalem? And he said, he chose to live in Jerusalem because of close friends and a connection to the land of Israel. He said he wanted to serve in the IDF and contribute something to the Jewish nation. These are five different people. Six if you count the couple as two instead of one. All of them have something very similar. You guys catch on to what's very similar about what each of them said about why they chose to live in Jerusalem and Israel? Because they want to give back. By the way, I'm not here to take any money, so please don't think that. They want to give back. What are some different ways that you can give back to Israel? Besides just making Aliyah, which obviously I want everybody to do after this lecture. But what are some different ways to give back? I'm sorry? Okay, are you going to serve in the army if you made Aliyah, though? No.
Volunteers for Israel.
Volunteering. Very good. Giving back, one of the ways is to volunteer. You can also plant trees. You can serve in the military, too. It's a wonderful way. I did that, too. Volunteering. Thankfully, my colleague and I started every Hanukkah now as 1 week of volunteering. Can anybody try to guess how many volunteers came out this past Hanukkah to help out? We're talking Olim, English-speaking Olim. Somebody throw out a guess.
10,000.
I wish it was that much. No. Under 1,000.
100.
More. Half that? 400 new Olim. This is new Olim. This is Olim during their first 2 years post-Aliyah. 400 new Olim who are still going through the bureaucracy, still don't really know the language that well. 400 new Olim took the time out of their week for Hanukkah, which is a very busy week, okay, when everybody's eating the sufganiyot, to go and volunteer around the city. From everywhere, from hospitals, baking for new lone soldiers, cooking for lone soldiers, boxing food for people, visiting people in the old folks' home, going to homeless shelters. 400 new Olim. Our youngest volunteer was 3 years old. That three-year-old was baking cookies with his mom for soldiers. Okay? You can see some pictures of some of those volunteers right there on the page at the bottom. Volunteers in Jerusalem get a gift. They get beyond just a thank you and a pat on the back or a high five. There's this wonderful card. Everybody can come take a look at it afterwards. It's fine. Or I could pass it out. It's this wonderful little card right here. It's called a volunteer's card. The volunteer's card, you know, I'll just pass it around so everybody can take a look at it.
What organization?
It's a small little organization called the City of Jerusalem, the City Hall. It's through us, through our department in the municipality. This card actually gives you insurance while you're volunteering. That means, God forbid, something should happen, you're covered with insurance. You accidentally push somebody and they fall and bump their head, you're covered. Don't worry about it. Okay? This means, even if you don't make Eliyahu right now, which I hope you will, truly, I hope to welcome you guys to Jerusalem on the next flight in the summer, but even if you don't, and you just want to come to Israel and you want to volunteer, you get one of these cards. You come, you contact Jason, and I'll try to hook you up with one of these cards if you're going to volunteer. Okay? This card, by the way, also gives you discounts when you go into museums. Okay? Okay? It gives you discounts when you go to certain restaurants and cafes. Okay? It's a really nice card. Dati Lumis in Jerusalem. Communities. Where do the religious Jews live?
All over.
Thank you, Pearl. They live all over. Can anybody name me one of the biggest communities that... But English speakers. Bait Vegan is French and Spanish.
No, my uncle, the Tola Rebbe, was an English speaker.
Ani omer lach akshav. Bait Vegan, the Tzafartim, is Faradim, mami.
My family's
Arnona. Arnona, very big community, Arnona.
Harnov.
Harnov is a lot of Haredi, but it's just starting now to become a little bit more Dati Lumi. Okay? Baca. Baca is a huge religious Zionist community. How about Old Katamon? Anybody been to Old Katamon before?
Yeah, my husband.
You been to Katamonim?
My brother was Katamonim.
Not there at all. Old Katamon, though, gorgeous place. Religious Zionist community. Anybody hear of a place called the Shtiblich? The Shtiblich? So I used to live next door to the Shtiblich before I moved to Beit HaKerem.
Huh?
Yeah, the Shtiblich. Every 15 minutes, there's a mincha. It was very bad. It was very hard for me to find parking when I lived over there. Every 15 minutes, there's a mincha. And Shabbat Shachrit. What time do you guys pray Shachrit? In the morning, what time?
9.
9 o'clock? Who here likes to wake up later on Shabbat? Who wants to wake up and daven around 11 a.m.? Right? The Shtiblich, they've got you covered.
The Shtiblich, there's more than one Shtiblich.
In Old Katamon, there's one of them. In Old Katamon.
Only one?
In Katamon, there's one particular one I'm talking about here. It's the big one, the main one. There are shuls There are shuls all over Jerusalem. We can talk all day about which shuls you guys should daven in or not, whether you're going to daven in. Which one are you talking about? Yael?
Yael.
Or Emek Rephaim. Exactly. Or you can daven at Shir Chadash on Emek, which, by the way, has a very, very nice kiddush on Shabbat.
If you go to the Talmud Shul, the rabbi is my cousin.
I'll tell him Misa Day. I'll tell him Misa Day. Anybody daven in the Great Synagogue before?
Yeah.
Isn't it gorgeous when the light comes out of the glass windows? On the stained glass windows? Anybody here like to daven Karli Bach? Don't be shy. If you like Karli Bach a little bit, it's okay.
Oh,
he did, but davening still exists. Excellent. So when you guys come to Jerusalem, you let me know, and I'll tell you about all the different shuls you guys can go to, okay? So let me ask you something. What's the point of what I'm talking about here? What really is the point here? Beyond Eliyah. Beyond all that. Obviously, I want you guys to make Eliyah. I'm the director of Eliyah. I mean, come on. Jerusalem has a culture like no other, okay? There are many misconceptions about Israel and living in Jerusalem specifically. One of those misconceptions is it's too expensive. You say it is. I can tell you it's not. There's a wonderful website you can look at, by the way, numbio.com. You can actually do a cost of living comparison between. If you can afford to live in Chicago, you can afford to live high life over in Jerusalem.
What's the name of it?
Numbio. I'll send you a textbook.
Numbio.com.
Type in Chicago, type in Jerusalem, you'll see that difference. Okay? It's an ever-adapting city. What just happened recently in Jerusalem? Anybody tell me?
Today in the paper, the embassy and the...
Oh, that was from before. That wasn't just today. The embassy moved over a bit. Just happened recently. What happened even more recently? We just had elections.
Oh, they happened already?
We just had the municipal election. Oh. April 9th, the day after the drawing here, the day after the raffle drawing, April 9th. We're having the national elections. I'm not going to get into politics, though. I'm not allowed to. I signed on a contract. I can't talk politics. Okay, make Eliyah now so you can come and vote, though. Beyond that, though, we just had municipal elections. For the first time in a while, there's a religious mayor.
There's a religious what?
Mayor. The mayor of Jerusalem.
What's his name?
Moshe Leon. He likes touting his last name because it's spelled lion, the lion of Jerusalem. Okay? Moshe Leon, religious mayor. And I gotta say, he's done some amazing things in the short time he's been in office. Can anybody guess what one of the most amazing things he's done recently? You guys, when's the last, was anybody in Jerusalem real recently? Like the past month?
Yeah, the new music museum.
That wasn't him. That wasn't him. When were you in Jerusalem?
I just came back a month ago.
A week ago? Did you go to the old city?
Yeah.
Did you see some of the construction that started over
there?
He's renovating some of the old shuls that were destroyed a while ago.
Right outside of Yeshiva HaKotor.
Biduk.
Yes, there's a whole
thing. He's renovating the old city, the Jewish quarter, to bring back the amazing history to modern day. Okay? A lot of people were afraid. Religious mayor is going to cancel out of a lot of what Nir Barkat was doing. Focusing on immigration to the city, focusing on the youth, canceling the marathon. No. He's pushing even for more changes. For the first time in my boss has been in his position now for 15, 16 years, there's now a consultant to the mayor for immigration. A consultant for the mayor for immigration. What do Olim need? The mayor went to all the different Ulpan, the Hebrew learning facilities, did a tour of them to find out and hear from the students, what are they missing? What do they love? It's a mayor that actually that's showing that he's really caring about religious and non-religious, which was a big fear, and he's helping the city improve even more. It's amazing to see some of the changes. I hope that when you guys come to visit Jerusalem soon, you'll see some of those amazing changes happening, okay? There's a plethora of jobs and volunteering opportunities. I have a whole list here. I'm going to leave with the good rabbi. Volunteering opportunities in Israel, okay? There's programs to assist Olim of all ages. Not just Olim, but anybody. Senior citizen. Anybody here a senior citizen? And everyone here looks about 35 looks to be about the man age here. Anybody know Shlekis? Anybody ever hear the word Shlekis before? Shlekis. Anybody here want to go to a movie for a huge discount? All right, Shlakey's gives senior citizens 10 shekel movie on Tuesdays. A 10 shekel movie on Tuesdays in Jerusalem. Shlakey's. Okay? There's obviously many different organizations that help out, work with the senior citizens. Okay? That's just one of my favorite things, Shlakey's. I mean, 10 shekel movies. I want to be a senior citizen just for that. Okay? Neighborhood communities. I mean, we talked about all the different neighborhoods and the communities. Something for everyone. Okay? Special guidance for New Olim. Beyond just how I help you guys with all the resources, every neighborhood, there's 16 absorbing neighborhoods. Okay? Every single neighborhood has a coordinator like me that helps you specifically in the neighborhood. That means you're a religious Zionist, you're trying to figure out what are the different shuls, okay? Because Jerusalem, by the way, has more shuls per capita than anywhere else on the planet, okay? What shul is the best one for me? You go speak to that neighborhood coordinator, he'll tell you exactly all the differences between the shuls, okay? Culturally mixed life. You can have in the same neighborhood, you'll have a Haredi living on the top floor, you have a religious Zionist in the apartment next to him, secular guy on the floor right beneath. Everyone working together. And there's a history like no other. I'm leaving with a good rabbi as well, so you guys can take a look and learn a little bit more about some of the different neighborhoods where you guys can envision yourselves. Okay? It's a nice little colorful booklet. It tells you all about the different neighborhoods. Okay? All the different shuls, places, what's available for you service-wise. Okay? So you can be proud to live in Jerusalem and know about a little bit more of the history and what's modern in there. I have a gift for everyone as well. It's a gold Jerusalem pin. If you have one from the last time you saw me, don't worry, take another. Okay? So I'm gonna pass these out to you guys. I'm also gonna give you my card. So if you have any questions, you're gonna come visit Israel, I wanna give you guys a tour. Come take a tour, okay?
My grandson is a tour guide.
Is that catalog online also? For the neighborhood?
This one, no, it's not. It's not official, I just finished writing it.
Okay.
Do you know Shimon Hirsch? Jason, you know Shimon Hirsch?
I'm the worst person possible Jewish guy.
Shimon Hirsch is a tour guide.
Do you know Benny Al Cohen? I know people, you know people, we all know people.
No, I think they know
people.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Shimon Hirsch. Shimon is a licensed tour guide.
Oh, Akiva, I thought
it was Eric. Akiva Werber, by the way. You mentioned Akiva.
What's
he doing? No, he's a tour guide.
Yeah, he's a tour guide, right? That's what he said.
Yeah. He listened
to my brother. Oh, it says Jerusalem. Now, before I finish up here, does anybody have any questions for me? Anything I can answer?
Have you been to the New Music Museum in Yerushalayim?
I work right across the street from it. You know, there's even a newer museum opening up soon, the Museum of Tolerance. It's a huge museum.
I went to the music house.
I've been tolerating the construction over there for a while, so.
Oh, that music museum.
It's gorgeous.
And you're in the Coke and the...
Hold on a second. Brian is asking a question over here.
The services you provide overlap? Complimentary? Supplementary?
Excellent question. Brian here. I taught in public high school for a while, so I'm good. It's fine. Brian, you asked an excellent question. What's the real difference between me and Nefesh B'Nefesh? Do we work together? Is it extra? I don't take money. I don't take tips. I don't take gifts. I get paid by the mayor of Jerusalem to help you guys out. I work with, in conjunction with, Nefesh B'Nefesh. Nefesh B'Nefesh says, go north, go south. I'm go Jerusalem. Okay? Anytime Nefesh B'Nefesh has questions on Jerusalem, how do you get the Arnona discounts? How do you do this? We work together to help the Olim. So, hopefully that answers your question about that. Any other questions I can answer for you today? For this evening?
What's the latest, what are they saying the rail's going to be?
The light rail, okay. So, there's a new light rail that's...
Not the light rail,
the 20-minute speed train?
Yeah.
Ah, so I took the train, by the way. It's a fantastic train. Good. Thankfully, I had no problems when I was on it.
What did they charge you?
It was free.
That's right.
Was that the one that got stuck in the tunnel?
I didn't get stuck. That was actually the one after me.
like I said, there were no problems when I was on it.
What are they saying? When's it going to be finished now?
So it's finished between Jerusalem and the airport. That's good to go. They're adding on the additional right now. They want to make sure there won't be any problems like there were before. Hopefully by Pesach.
Really?
It should be done. Hopefully by Pesach it should be done. If not, Sukkot. But you know how it goes. They've been planning this train for the past...
Yeah, 100
years.
150 years? So,
okay.
It's like in Chicago. When's the construction supposed to be done?
You're not saying what year. You're just saying the holiday.
Excellent. Yeah.
Is that elevator? I saw we were talking about summer. There's an elevator under construction from the Rova down to the level of the hotel. How close is that to completion?
I have to check on that. I don't know off the top of my head.
Not.
However, you know they're doing a cable car.
Cable car, right.
They're making a cable car to go over to the old city. You know who's making that cable car? Who started making it? My mother-in-law. I actually went to visit her in the office to drop off my son for a little babysit.
Is she knitting?
They're the industrial engineers. They're just planning.
Wow.
So the cable car that they're supposed to be making, I saw some of those plans. It's going to look pretty good when it's done. They also, by the way, made the same cable car that you guys take up when you go to Masada. Yeah.
No, where's that cable car?
It's going to go to the old city from Manila area. From Manila, if I'm not mistaken.
From the old train station.
From the old, I'm sorry, from the old train station.
Right now you can take a free bus. Yeah, so it's supposed to go from there and it's supposed to go up to Harrison Hill.
I thought they were doing it from Manila. I could be mistaken.
No,
I'm not 100% sure.
Again, that's what I know better than me, but that's what I remember reading.
I will
from
check
there to the Harrison Hill, and from Harrison Hill, I think there'll be a stop there, I guess, and then down to Arataraj Po, right on the level of the coast.
It is by no means finalized. It can be canceled at any time because they haven't started construction yet. But the plans are pretty close to being stamped.
You were talking about the light rail on Emmett.
Ah, the light rail on Emmett.
Whoa.
The light rail on Emmett. I'm actually very happy that there's going to be a light rail on Emmett. Because I don't live over there. But B, by the way, they're saying that because the construction costs for purchasing are going to, you know, drop. Which is going to be really nice. You already purchased.
It's
fine. So anyways, when is it supposed to start?
Where is it exactly supposed to go?
Oh, where is it supposed to go? It's supposed to go from the Herzl to Manila. I can actually send you guys, when the rabbi will, I'll send him a document. It's an Elia document, our services that we provide, map of the city, etc. It also has there the listing of where the new light rail lines are supposed to go through. So I'll send that to you as well. Please remind me.
Yeah.
Because I'll send it to you as soon as I can. Okay?
Good.
It was an absolute pleasure speaking with everyone. Okay?